You ready to go? Can you talk about the approach you guys took for this game? You get the 500, whatever it means.
Yeah, you know, obviously just want to win a game on the road, get a big win for us. You know, guys, offense, defense, and special teams showed up like we needed them to, played a complete game, which is something we've been looking for. And I was proud of the guys. Yeah. Had to get down in victory and kneel it down at the end of the game, which is always nice.
You talked about Calvin's involvement early on in this one. It's been something I know you guys have focused on.
Yeah, you know, he converted some big third downs for us early in the game. You know, definitely is not feeling his 100%. You can tell that, but the guy battled, had a great game for us, caught everything, got down to the one again, which he's doing all season now. But it's fun. It's great to have him out there. He had a great game.
How much did the running game help you guys with the passing game? I thought your offensive line played pretty well.
Yeah, they played great. You know, we were committed to the run early on. Weren't getting the big long runs that we wanted, but, you know, those showed up in the second half. You commit to them in the first half, and you're good on third down like we were, I think. I mean, felt like we were good on third down, converted, some big third downs. You know, that helps in the fourth quarter when you're trying to run the ball, and we were able to run the ball, you know, at will in the fourth.
What does it mean to be 4-4 now, you know, dead even going in the second half? Do you feel like game on now?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. We still have a lot to prove. You know, we got to go put, two more quarters of the season together, like this last quarter. And, you know, you do that, you play as good a football as you can possibly play, but we got to take it one week at a time. And we understand that. Got to, you know, enjoy this one, but put it behind us and be ready to move on.
Back up to Calvin for a second. How limited is he, and how much of a gamer was he to get out there and play for that game?
Big time gamer. I don't know if you guys are out there in warm-ups, but, you know, you could tell he wouldn't feel himself. And the guy showed up and made big plays for us. You know, it's great to have him out there. Obviously, he attracts a lot of coverage. Other guys got open because of him, but he took over in some spots.
You did talk to him. I mean, the coaches kind of had a little meeting there before the game.
Yeah.
About what
just to see how he felt moving which way. And I mean, Coach Linehan did a heck of a job calling a game where he was, you know, moving and cutting the way that felt most comfortable to Calvin, and you could tell he made some great catches and some great plays.
How much more comfortable have you been now with Ryan Broyles? He seems pretty acclimated.
Yeah, I'm really comfortable with him. He's a smart kid. He wants to be good, and you know, he's winning for me. You know, you win and you get the ball like all these guys have been doing, and you catch it. You know, he had the big third down even at the end of the game just to keep that drive alive and milk some more clock and go down and get a touchdown. I mean, that's it's a play we got to have and a play he made. So he was great for us.
Yeah, one more, guys.
37 start, 10,000 yards, second fastest. Does that mean anything to you at all at this point?
I mean, it's cool, but other than that,
you know who's
I don't really care.
You know who got their veteran? Kurt Warner.
How old is he?
He's 37. Yeah. No, 36 game.
Oh, okay. But no, it's cool. But you know, I'm worried about this season. Now we put ourselves in a great opportunity to go out there and you know play 8 great games and see what happens. And you know, we're excited about it.
Just one more on that. It is pretty elite company. I mean, Marino, you know, Bledsoe, those are the other guys who do it faster than you. Manning, and I think those are the three. So what can you accomplish if you stay healthy?
I don't know. You know, the lucky thing for me is I'm surrounded by a lot of great talent, and you know, that makes a quarterback in a lot of instances. I got great receivers and great running backs and tight ends and an offensive line that protects. So, you know, I'm the lucky one. It's fun to be able to play, you know, with those guys in this offense.
Matthew, if Kelvin isn't out there gutting through, would you guys have been able to run the ball like that?
I don't know. You know, I mean, you never know, but it's definitely he helps to be out there. You know, defenses understand that he's out there. Times where we can just give little looks and signals and defense thinks we're throwing it deep and then back off and run the ball. So, I mean, there's definitely an advantage for us to have him out there.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.